From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Peru are electing a new president Sunday. The most recent public opinion polls indicate that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kuczynski are virtually tied in the runoff election. Fujimori is the daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Candidate Kuczynski is a former World Bank economist. Both candidates are right-leaning conservatives. A senior Chinese military official, Admiral Sun Zhengguo, Sunday rejected U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter's statement that China is isolating itself with its actions in the South China Sea. Carter said the Chinese government is erecting a great wall of self-isolation by its militarization of disputed islets. Admiral Sun says his country was not isolated in the past, is not isolated now, and will not be isolated in the future. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Sunday denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified his country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. He charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its latest annual report Thursday, in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to bolster the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The president-elect of the Philippines says he will pay a bounty to people who kill drug dealers. Rodrigo Duterte said during his campaign he would unleash the military and police on drug dealers. This is VOA News.